Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Three-man show today with EB in Indiana, following his daughter around playing some volleyball for Cornell. I'm JP, joined by Cakes and Bish Bucks. And joining us right now, like he does every Friday at this time, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He's brought to you by Golfdom. They can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist, the new Apex Irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golf them by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Hope all is well with you.
All is well, except it's raining this morning.
Oh, you getting a little bit of Francine down there?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is.
I think you are getting a little Francine.
It's raining. I'll have to call my daughter Bridget since she follows the Weather Channel all day.
Yeah.
Do you watch Thursday night football? Are you capable of watching Thursday night football on Amazon?
I am capable, yes. I can get Amazon Prime down here, but the game starts so damn late, and I know I'll see highlights in the morning. So the honest answer is no, I do not watch Thursday night football. So as I sit here talking to you, I'm certainly aware of what happened last night, particularly with Tua, but I have not watched the game.
Yeah, what do you think Tua should do? He's owed $93 million no matter what, like guaranteed money.
Even if he retired, he gets it?
I think so.
I think also, on a side note, on top of that, if he retires due to injury, I think that number, I can double check this, bumps up to $167 million.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
The first thing I would say is I don't think he can make a decision based on money.
Yeah.
He's got plenty. He'll get plenty more regardless of what he decides to do.
Right.
I think he should talk to doctors, not just one, but he should talk to doctors. And then he should make his own decision. Do I want to put, he has to know now, if he didn't already know before last night, that playing football puts him at risk. Playing football puts everybody at risk who plays, but he has been particularly, concussion, oriented, and we all know what concussions can do now. And so he has to make the decision. Ultimately, once the doctors tell him exactly what the deal is, what the risks are, whether he's likely to get another one, which I'm not a doctor, I would say he probably is, and then decide what he wants to do. Football is what he's done. I think it's very hard for anybody to get, you know, we talk about older players who don't want to let go. You know, the old cliche about athletes dying twice. I think that he has to decide what's going to be best for him, for his family, long term, not just short term, and then figure out what to do. But I don't think his decision should be based on money.
John, especially for a player with his concussion history, don't you think that that was a reckless play last night? He was leading with his head, put head down, like. He should be.
He wasn't thinking about it. It was instinctive.
Like sliding feet first at the first sign of trouble. Like I was just shocked that he was leading with his head and putting his head out there to be contacted like that.
Yeah, I've seen the replay. And it surprises me. But when you guys know this, when you're an athlete, when you're in the heat of battle, you're not thinking, "Oh, is this safe?"
Right.
You know, we had the whole thing with Robert Griffin with not knowing how to slide. And somebody made the point the other day talking about Jaden Daniels. I think I knew how to slide when I was 8 years old. And it's not that hard a thing to learn. So why are there still quarterbacks who are going into contact situations and not sliding? I don't get that in general, but yes, I would say if I'm sitting there watching, I go, oh, that's a reckless play, but he's on the field. He's the one, you know, making instinctive moves to try to help his team. So while I think every quarterback, especially multi-million dollar quarterbacks, but every quarterback should know how to slide and know when to slide, I can't criticize someone for competing. It's hard anyway for me.
Yeah, it kind of opens up your eyes as a fan to think about, you know, I'm sure every player that plays in the NFL, besides maybe a kicker and a punter, probably gets a concussion, at least one in their career. But all the guys that played back in the 70s and 80s and early 90s before we knew what CTE was, I mean, those guys were getting banged up and they'd be out for a game or a play and they're right back in the next play. And these guys now, Tua, he could be out 8, 10, maybe even the rest of the year.
Or maybe forever.
Maybe forever, right.
But, you know, when I was doing my Army-Navy book, which was in the mid-90s, one of the captains of the Army team was a guy named Jim Cantaloupe, who was a good enough player that he almost made the Chicago Bears a couple years later after he got out of the Army, but didn't get out, didn't make the team because he got concussed, and they found out, I don't know exactly how you do this, but he'd had 9 concussions while he was in Army.
Wow.
And because he knew he was a safety, because he knew he was liable to take head blows, he actually wrote on the inside of his wrist what day it was, who they were playing, his name, so that when the docs would question him after he'd gotten concussed, he was able to answer those questions, and he got right back in the game.
Yeah.
Now, that's a long time ago. That's almost 30 years ago. But that's the way the game was. Yeah, you got a hit in the head. You kind of shook it off. You were a little dizzy. And there was another player at Army when I was doing that book named Ronnie Makeda, who was a quarterback. And he took a hard hit in a game and, you know, passed the tests that the doctors gave them back then and was standing on the sideline getting ready to go back in the game. Third-string quarterback came over who signaled in the plays and started talking to him about different plays. And realized he didn't know any of the plays. It all gone out of his head.
Yeah.
And so he went back to the doctor and said, Ronnie doesn't know any of our plays right now. And then they got him out of the game. But that's the way it was years ago. And at every level, really. Probably at the high school level, too.
Yeah.
Talking to John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. So you've been in this town long enough to know when people abandon ship and jump off the bandwagon. Now, there wasn't great expectations for the Commanders. However, excitement, at least some excitement because of Jaden Daniels. What do you think the reaction is if they lose on Sunday to the Giants?
Well, some of it will be here we go again because the Giants have had this knack for beating the Commanders the last few years, even when they were bad. Didn't they play him in the last game and didn't the Giants win and that got the Commanders into the number 2 draft spot?
Believe that's correct. I can go double check the.
Yeah. So the reaction will be, oh God.
Yeah. Cause Tommy DeVito beat him.
Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tommy DeVito got
Tommy
the start.
DeVito, the great restaurant owner.
Yeah.
But I think, yes, there was going to be overreaction in game one, right? We knew that. If they win the game, Jaden Daniels has a decent game or a good game, he's in the Hall of Fame and they're in the playoffs. And now it's the other way around. If they were to lose to the Giants, who are terrible, I mean, we saw that on Sunday, then people will start going, you know, what's going on here? And they shouldn't. Jaden Daniels is going to be a very good quarterback, no matter what their record is this year. And that's the key. The key is having a good quarterback or a great quarterback in the NFL. Look at how the Dolphins' outlook just changed last night when they lost Tua. What would the Kansas City Chiefs be if, God forbid, Patrick Mahomes got hurt? So as long as they can keep Daniels healthy, and, you know, he ran the ball a lot on Sunday, and there's some concern about how much he's going to run and how he's going to deal with that and how he's going to learn to slide. Then there shouldn't be any panic. And by the way, there shouldn't be any parades planned if they win the game.
Yeah.
Because they're playing a bad team.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing a really bad team.
One of the 5 worst in the NFL, easily.
Yeah, and you're...
And I don't think Brian Daboll, who had a great year, his first year as coach, the Giants are usually very conservative about firings, but I would wouldn't be shocked if he's not the coach at the end of the season.
Well, the GM, he had a bad week with Saquon going nuts for the Eagles and then the Giants getting just bludgeoned by the Vikings. It was not a good weekend for him.
Yeah, Saquon's 3 touchdowns probably hurt as much as the final score.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of look at this game and go, you know, even though you're not expecting Washington to make any serious move in the division or even make a wild card, I don't think they're going to. They're not good enough, especially defensively. But you look at this game after the way that the Giants played last week and Daniel Jones has played the last nine games, and go, right. you gotta beat them. If you can't beat them, who can you beat? So they could spiral out of control if they don't beat the Giants this week.
I agree with you, except for the one thing. They've always lost to the Giants.
I know.
In the last few years. And they've won some decent games. So if they were to lose, I wouldn't say it's necessarily spiraling out of control. I would just say it's a bad loss. And by the way, I expect them to win. Although, to be completely honest, I thought they were going to win Tampa. I really did for some reason.
So did Cakes.
Tampa's a good team.
I did too. I don't know why I thought that, but I did. I had a weird feeling.
Yeah,
I had a vibe.
Probably part of it is that I underestimated the Bucks. Bucks have been in the playoffs the last 4 years. They're pretty good.
Yeah,
John, I was going to challenge you, though, when you said Jaden Daniels is going to be a good quarterback.
Right.
What have you seen? Obviously, we saw in college, but we know a lot of college quarterbacks fail in the NFL. What has he shown you that you're willing to say he will be a success in the NFL?
Well, maybe I'm influenced by the media in Washington, which is always rah, rah, rah.
Right.
Okay. But I like everything I've seen about him. The only thing he ever has done that I didn't like was the sunglasses on draft day. Draft night. You know, I mean, just get up there and, you know, don't wear sunglasses indoors. I mean, he wasn't the only one who did
right.
that.
He's not the only guy doing it, but
no. But he has all the right things. He has the size, he has the arm, he has speed. He rushed for 88 yards on Sunday. Now, there were some, including my colleague Tom Boswell, who's right about everything he ever writes about except the Nationals. who said that you got to be careful with him. And I agree with that. We saw what happened to Robert Griffin III. But it's more of a gut feeling than anything. I just think he's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying he's not.
Caleb Williams was much worse on Sunday.
No doubt about it.
But he's getting a pass because they won the game.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a pass he's getting. And I'm not saying that I would bet on Jaden to be successful. But all I'm saying in terms of passing, he didn't have one pass over 10 yards. And in the preseason, we saw one. So I just haven't seen enough.
And you know what? But does he have the arm?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Of course he has. And it was his debut on the road, as you mentioned.
Against a good team.
Against a team that's won the NFC South four straight years.
Yeah. I mean, it's like people in Baltimore panicking after they lost to Kansas City. Kansas City was one of the last two Super Bowls, and they were an inch from having a chance to win the game. I note where people in the media say they were an inch from winning the game, which they weren't. But they were an inch from having a chance to win the game. But something just jumped into my head, and it has nothing to do with football, but I got to throw this out.
What?
Who are these people in the media saying Francisco Lindor can win the MVP?
I know. They're nuts.
I'm a lifelong Mets fan.
They're nutty.
Yeah, he's got zero chance.
I mean, Shohei Ohtani, it should be unanimous, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And then there were people in the American League saying that Bobby Witt Jr. might beat Aaron Judge. He's got 126 RBI.
Yeah, you're correct on that.
Sorry, that was just, I was watching Wilbon and Kornheiser last night, and Mike brought up, well, you know, Lindor is a possible MVP candidate. Tony just said,
No, he's not. Right. He's not going to beat a 50-50 guy. Hey, real quick.
He's not going to beat a 50-50 guy.
Real quick. We're going to let you go in a sec, but we're watching the Solheim Cup here in studio. And I was out there on Wednesday. Valdez went out there yesterday for the opening ceremony.
There, it is a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, he came in and said the it's a logistical nightmare because people are waiting 3 hours for buses.
Fox 5 just did a report on it. Yeah. People are waiting 3 hours for buses. Apparently, they only have 7 buses, which are taking 50 people at a time.
What
to
are
the
they
course
do?
That's 20 minutes away?
Is that RTJ? Is that the county? Is that the Solheim Cup? Who organizes the transportation?
The whole team. It's everybody. I mean, I remember when I did my U.S. Open book. Everybody was involved in the logistical discussions. The USGA was involved. The local police were involved. Mm-hmm. The county itself was involved. The state of New York was involved because they owned Bethpage Black. So everybody's involved. And how they could think 7 buses. What in the world is someone thinking?
Yeah, that's just moronic.
If that's the case, and I'm assuming Valdez is right because he's Mr. Golf.
Yep,
oh. Hey, John, you made my weekend.
I'm glad I made somebody's weekend.
All right, John, have a good weekend, buddy.
Okay, fellas, you too. Yep. Who the Hokies have tomorrow?
Old Dominion on the road.
Mm. That's an interesting game, actually.
If they don't beat them, then it's going to be a bad
season. They're in for a long
season.
Although the ACC is so mediocre. So mediocre. And don't be shocked, by the way, if Stanford and Cal end up back in the new Pac-12, Pac-8, whatever it's going to be.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, really? Jump out of the ACC and go back
in? John Feinstein.
Yeah, because they need two more teams. Because they got
six
now.
They need two more teams. And for those two schools, does it make more sense to be playing on the West Coast or to be playing at Virginia?
Well, it makes more sense to be playing the West Coast, but it depends on how much money you're making per year from the
ACC
network.
We'll see how much money the league can come up with. That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
John
Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist or the new Apex irons from Callaway. You can visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, we'll do a deep dive into Commanders versus Giants and give you our picks. If you want to give us your take, do the Commanders win their first game of the Jaden Daniels era on Sunday against the New York Giants, who have had their number? Daniel Jones has had their number. 800-636-1067. Who do you got on Sunday? That's next here on the Junkies.